is in the mess, though, the European Court of Human Rights, isn't it? I mean, in terms, you mentioned it a bit earlier, Mr. Jagland, in terms of the number of cases before it and this huge, over 100,000 cases in the pipeline, a vast backlog, which it'll never get through.
The court is not in a mess, actually. This is because the court is becoming more and more popular and more known in many of the member countries. So that's, people are not aware of what kind of cases they can bring to the court. So therefore, so many cases are coming here that are being declared inadmissible, but the problem is that the court is obliged to use too much resources on those cases that should have never been here. So that's why we need to reform the procedures so that the court can focus on the most important human rights issues.
But what would you say to those in Britain who say, well, look, we don't need the European Court of Human Rights. We have a perfectly functioning judiciary, an independent judiciary in this country, a perfectly functioning democracy. All we need now is a Bill of Rights, and we should get out of the European Court.
I would say two things. One is that the UK is performing very well with regard to human rights. It's a leading nation on human rights, actually. The second thing is that the convention, the European Convention on Human Rights and the court was set up after the war by Winston Churchill on an initiative from him, because he said that the peace in Europe had to be built on human rights and rule of law. And that's why we have this system, which means that member countries have certain obligations, common obligations, and we have a system which sees to it that the member countries are following their own obligations. If UK wants to leave this convention system and the court, well, many other countries would do the same. And I believe it's very important for UK that we have a Europe with common standards, with common obligations. So, I think we need to go back to the roots of the court and discuss why we got it and why we need it in today's Europe.
Okay, Mr. Jagland, thank you very much indeed for your time.